March 22. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God, Ephesians 2:19. The sixth appearance of the Lord Jesus after the resurrection was to 500 brethren according to 1 Corinthians 15:6. As the news of his resurrection spread, the believers began to gather from different places where they had been hiding. The number reached above 500. Then the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to them who had gathered together in one place. By this appearance we see how we can experience His power of resurrection when we meet together as one family, overcoming all man-made differences. The Lord Jesus Christ prayed before He went to the Garden of Gethsemane, that they all may be one, as Thou, Father, art in me, and I in Thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that Thou hast sent me, John 17:21. In this chapter we have the record of the most inspiring prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ. He prays for fourfold oneness among us of believers. Firstly, oneness in relationship, secondly, oneness in love, thirdly, oneness in perfection, fourthly, oneness in glory. The more we live together as one family, forgetting all national, communal and social differences, the more closely we are drawn to our Lord. At the same time, our closeness to the Lord and to one another helps us appropriate His power with stronger faith. In these days we find believers being divided over trifles. This brings a great spiritual loss to many, and they remain babes spiritually for a long time. Wherever believers gather as one family under the headship of the Lord Jesus Christ with forbearance towards, and service to one another with true love, we find much spiritual growth, a deeper understanding of the Word of God and the ability to enjoy His abiding presence. We see from God's Word that wherever the early Christians came together as one family, the Lord worked deeply and freely. We have the privilege to welcome and serve all equally without any partiality.